This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am Matt Elfring. With me, as always, is the Chris Hayner. How are you, the Chris Hayner?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. JoinTheDarkOrder.com. I am the Chris Hayner now.
The one, the only Chris Hayner. Not a Chris Hayner.
Well, here's the thing. Here's something interesting. I'm not the only Chris Hayner. There's a dentist out there named Chris Hayner and a doctor, I believe, named Chris Hayner. So, like, I'm arguably the least important Chris Hayner to the world.
I think you're the most important to me.
I mean, I'll take it. That's great. Yeah, man. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm so tired. I was out so late playing D&D.
This is what life is like when you get to our age. Like, oh man, I was partying. I was telling Matt before we started recording, like, yeah, I had a great, wild and crazy night. I went to an empty barcade by myself and drank a Diet Coke while I played pinball. But it was wonderful.
I went out to play Dungeons and or Dragons. Ooh. And we're finishing up our first major storyline. Mm-hmm. And we started going through the dungeon that I created with my son. And then we hung outside and talked. I had a total of 2 beers.
Wow.
And I did not get into bed until almost 1 a.m. And I am a wreck today because of it. Because he still got to wake up at 7:30 to start work. Speaking of weird, we're doing something pretty weird. We're covering AEW's All Out live coverage on GameSpot on September 5th.
What's AEW?
8 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. for the pre-show.
So I got to be up. I got to start working at 4 is what you're telling me.
I'm going to do the math in my head. The pre-show begins at 7 p.m. That is 6 p.m. for me. Mm-hmm. So I will need to be on and kind of working starting 5:15, 5:30 Central Time.
I mean, I would think 5:45, honestly.
Well, I like to tinker with some things. And if there's last minute changes to the card, I like to tinker with that.
Well, Matt, I'll be on with you because we're giving AEW All Out the Wrestle Buddies treatment. So if you check out GameSpot during the show, check out our coverage of the show, you will get thoughts from Matt and I throughout. And if you've followed our thoughts for any of WWE's pay-per-views recently, they can get kind of abstract. And they're also, I'm saying this now, this is going to be an Easter egg for the listeners. I'm going to find a way to talk about Sheamus's snatch costume in the AEW show.
I was still offered last night at D&D a spot to go to All Out because Out is taking place it's like 10 miles from my house, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's very, very close. But
you could be there to watch the return of Chicago Made Punk.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like not all my friends, like two of my different groups of friends have boxes there, suite boxes. Ooh. And I was very close to going. But I am still like, how do I put this?
Scared of COVID?
Not necessarily scared of COVID. I'm not scared of it for myself at all. I mean, I've had it. It was terrible. I hated every second of it. But like my kid is 3 years old, almost 4. He cannot get a vaccine. He is already in a daycare. So let's say I get it. And like, I don't get symptoms or whatever. I can give it to him. His daycare will be shut down. It screws up a whole bunch of people's lives. Or my kid could get it from daycare. He doesn't have symptoms, gives it to me. I don't have symptoms. And then I give it to somebody else who gives it to. It's a really weird, like almost OCD style, like thought process in my head of scenarios that could play out. And the easiest thing for me to do is just not go.
I mean, I totally understand you where you come from, because like it's something I've actually had to think about a lot lately, is I've been largely locked away from the public for a while now. I stopped going to movies. I stopped everything. And I'm attempting very slowly to reemerge. Obviously, I'm staying away from super crowded places, and I'm not necessarily eating meals indoors because that just seems like not my style right now. But like I went to the Barcade last night. I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights next week. I'm trying to be out in the world because also mental health is real, y'all. You got to take care of yourself however you need to take care of yourself.
God, I might not even go to D&D next week because four guys from the D&D group are going too all out. So it's like,
you don't want to catch the Chicago made variant.
Yeah, it's not great here. I haven't checked the numbers today in Illinois, but it's not great. Anyway, we're covering all something out,
fun.
Yeah, let's talk about, let's get out of like this horrible 2 years of almost two year and a half of awfulness. We're covering all out.
Yeah.
We have covered, I think, one AEW show previously. Things have changed.
It was the original Double or Nothing, right?
Yes, the original Double or Nothing, I think, is the last AEW show we covered.
I remember because I was at a friend's birthday weekend in the desert, and everyone decided we were all going to go get, like, have a nice restaurant meal at a place, and I had to stay at the house and figure out how to get my internet to a point where I could watch Double or Nothing on the one television in the place and also right on my laptop. It was terrible.
I think we also did talk about covering All In, but I decided, no, I'm going to it.
Yeah, like, you went to All In.
Yeah.
You lucky duck. Rey Mysterio wrestled at All In. Do you remember this?
Dude, yes, because I lost my mind. He was in a Wolverine cosplay. He was in a
Wolverine costume. Yeah. Okay, that's all. Sorry, I'm done.
Yeah. So, of course, because we are covering an event, there is no better way to have a podcast leading up to it than give our own thoughts and predictions about who will be the winners and losers of these battles, along with our prediction bot 3000, Chris's favorite.
I would like to start a petition for our next predictions episode. Prediction bot can still come.
Okay.
But I would like to spotlight my new best friend, SmackDown Hacker, and give him a segment where he knows the inside scoop on what's really going on with these shows.
Yeah,
because of his dirt sheet. These sheets are dirty.org. And I believe it's also, I believe he's on Twitter now. I believe his dirt sheet is on Twitter now.
Yes, it's on Twitter. He's on Twitter. You know what? Like at the end of this episode, like I'll text him and see if he can just jump on really quick and give us any like inside scoops.
Perfect. Perfect.
I mean, that really works.
Thank you. He's a good guy. He's really trying. He started out as he was kind of the bane of my existence in this podcast, but he's really trying and turning things around.
Let's kick things off with the Women's Casino Royale. They've done men's ones in the past. This one is for the women. The winner will be getting a championship match in the future.
For the AEW Women's Championship, we should
AEW
say.
Women's Championship.
They can't challenge for like the tag titles. It's not going to be like Jade Cargill versus the Young Bucks. Although, would watch.
There's 13 people that have already been listed. There's 8 more to be announced as of us recording this on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. I'll just throw it out there, and I'm going with Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa is probably the biggest, I'd say, draw in the women's division at this point.
Yeah.
I love Thunder Rosa, and the women's division needs a little bit more of a highlight and not just having one match on Dark and one match on Dynamite. They need to elevate the women's division because right now AEW is, and I'll get into this a little bit more later, it's all just singles men's matches.
Yeah.
So I'm going Thunder Rosa because I love her.
I love Thunder Rosa. And I think you're probably right. But you know what, Matt? I'm going to go a different way with this. Mm-hmm. Big Swole, baby.
I love Big Swole.
Mm-hmm. I love Big Swole so much. I think Big Swole is an incredibly talented wrestler that could use a platform like this and really just take it to the moon. I would love to see Big Swole get a title. And honestly, I would love to see Britt Baker versus Big Swole.
Big Swole was like my second pick. Yeah. I lean a little bit more towards that. If you're a wrestler that has face paint, I'm going to I'm going to like you a little bit more. Uh-huh. Like I'm going to be biased because face paint wrestlers are cool to me. And Thunder Rosa's face paint is super duper rad.
Absolutely.
Like the half sugar skull.
Well, and honestly, Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker, that's an incredible match too.
Yeah.
There's so many, there's like the beauty of this particular Battle Royale, there are so many awesome matches on paper, just looking at these people who could end up facing Britt Baker. Like,
yeah,
I would love, you know what? I'll say it. I'd be very interested to see the character of like super bad Penelope Ford coming up, who thinks she's better and above everyone, coming up against that, coming up against Britt Baker. Jade, I like Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sounds like a dope match. I'm into it. Like I'm fine with a lot of these people, but like I'm gonna go with Big Swole. My backup pick is definitely Thunder Rosa, though, so I understand where you're coming from.
And we will go to Prediction Bot to let us know who the real winner will be. Here we go.
While many may think the winner will be a surprise entrant at the end, the winner will actually be Thunder Rosa.
Very okay. Straightforward. Thank you, Prediction Bot.
I do wonder who the surprise entrant would be, though, if there's going to be a surprise entrant at the end.
It won't be Awesome Kong. She has retired.
It will not be Awesome Kong. It could be, I guess.
It won't be Gail Kim, also retired.
Lana, I guess.
That Lana, wouldn't
Lana's
be.
Lana's out of her no-compete. But no, no.
Dude,
no.
What if it's Ruby Rose? I'm sorry, Ruby Soho.
Ooh, Ruby Soho would be interesting.
But also, again, my dog's name.
But like, your dog name is Ruby Soho?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my dog is named after a Rancid song.
So is Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
I feel weird because I would be very excited to see Ruby Soho, formerly known as Ruby Riott, in WWE. But again, it's the same problem I have with so much of AEW. You have so many women on your roster. Stop bringing in WWE people
for that. Hey, Chris, you want to know something fun? There are 10 matches on this card. Only two of them do not have former WWE people in them.
Oh, this should be fun. Let's work our way.
Next match, John Moxley versus Satoshi Kojima, also who has one of my favorite shirts of all time. It's a Bullet Club shirt, but it says Bread Club. Because he loves bread.
I'll be honest with you, Matt. Bread is better than bullets, and anyone who disagrees with me is an idiot.
I'm pumped about this because this is just straight up like New Japan match that's on an AEW card. Mm-hmm. I mean, Moxley has done some great work with New Japan. And we have Kojima. I'm pumped for this match because it's going to be. I don't know if they're going to go like straight up American style, Japanese style, or kind of do a mixture of both. Like that's kind of the question in my head is what style are they going to wrestle this match? I'm hoping it's just straight up like Japan style, like strong style fighting.
I'm assuming it'll be strong style with a lot of Moxley flair in it.
I'm going to go Kojima because there is no reason to put Moxley over at this point. Like we all know and love who Moxley is. Mm-hmm. I think highlighting Kojima would be fantastic for this pay-per-view because there's going to be a lot of buys for this thing. So I'm going to go with Kojima on this one.
This is interesting.
It's a tough one.
I think I'm gonna go Moxley because Moxley is he's the long-term investment by AEW, but he also has like I feel like Moxley's cooled off a lot over the past several months.
And he's also been in Japan too, though. So
he's been in Japan. He's been at home. Like his wife just had a kid.
They had a kid, yeah.
And he's also been tagging with Eddie Kingston. I feel like now is a good time to sort of kickstart him back into a powerful singles run, maybe send him toward the TNT championship. I don't know. But I'm going to go with Moxley. Also, all right, I'm also going to go with me screaming wild thing at my TV show. Wild thing.
Prediction bot. Are you going to work? Cause we're having trouble.
This will be a tough battle, but ultimately Moxley will not have the energy to finish the match.
Oh.
But Bread Club member Satoshi Kojima will come out on top after eating all the carbs.
All right, Kojima will win because he has the energy from carbs. Got it. Next up we go Pac versus Andrade. I'm sorry, Andrade. With Chavo Guerrero Jr. in his corner, which I'm like, I love Chavo. Okay,
Matt, you made a lot of mistakes here. His name is Pac. It's Pac versus Pac. Andrade El Idolo Jr.
I'm just saying
Andrade El Idolo.
Andrade. Yes. I'm just going to say Andrade. I'm not going to.
Okay.
El Idolo. We all don't. Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, with Chavo Guerrero Jr., the rare one-on-one match that has three former WWE stars in it.
I mean, I know Chavo's in WWE, but like, he's a WCW guy to me. He'll always be a
WCW guy. I mean, I think he was in WWE longer than WCW, though. Like, Los Guerreros is the defining time of his career, I would say.
Are you sure it's not Kerwin White?
Yeah.
That's defining moment.
That's defining. I would buy
Nikki.
I would buy a Kerwin White action figure right now.
That would never, ever, ever get made. But I say that as a person who never thought there'd be a little baby Dominic Guerrero toy.
To get the Dominic Guerrero toy, you have to buy the entire line, though, because it is a build-a-figure. I'm gonna do it.
Shoot.
Hold on. There are Topps Heritage Kerwin White trading cards from 2005.
Because this is his first pay-per-view appearance, I'm going to give it to Andrade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, there doesn't really seem to be a reason to give it to Pac on this one. I could never like Pac, whatever.
It's Pac. X-Pac. Yeah. Just think X-Pac.
Yeah. Should we just go to a prediction bout on this quick one?
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Here we go. Prediction bout.
X-Pac will give the Bronco Buster to Andrade, which will result in Andrade being knocked unconscious.
Okay.
Okay, I guess it's a no contest.
It was X-Pac.
It's confused. Prediction bout's confused that Pac is X-Pac. X-Pac.
He said X-Pac. He'll said Andrade.
Andrade.
We gotta work on his pronunciation engine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we also we made him Australian, which pronunciation's a little different if you're an Australian robot.
That's true. You know what, Matt? Good point. I hope one day he says crikey so we can really hear what it sounds like.
Oh man, that would be great.
Crikey.
Hey, prediction bot, can you say crikey for us just like really quick? I think that'd be great.
No.
Crikey.
Dead on.
That was pretty perfect.
Next up is Paul White versus QT Marshall, who will have why does this match exist?
Paul White, don't you mean
well? It's the regular show now, because the big show is copyrighted.
I mean, no offense to QT Marshall, but he's so boring. So boring.
QT Marshall's the worst.
It is. I remember like when Cody brought him on making a big announcement, like, we got QT Marshall. And my response was, he looks boring.
Aside from who, it was like, why?
Oh, he also has an apple he eats on the way to the ring, but is not Carlito. I just don't. Paul White wins. I mean, they're gonna put over. I'm sorry, they're gonna put over QT Marshall with.
No, I think Paul White's gonna win. I think he's gonna choke slam QT Marshall to death and like.
And then slam.
Because like QT has been in he feuded with Cody for like a decade. It felt like, even though it was only a few weeks.
Yeah,
and he got his butt kicked a lot. So like, yeah, it's whatever. Also, I'm annoyed that they're not using the name Paul the Great White, which is what he used for his very short stint away from WWE the first time.
God, man, looking at this card, this is like the I don't care match. But here we go. Prediction bot, what do you got?
Wheel. It's the big show. Who is the winner?
Wheel.
He's a sassy boy today.
Very much. This is the most straightforward prediction bot has ever been.
So that I want to note, that time prediction bot was with me.
Yeah, because I'm in this really weird headspace where I think they're going to put QT Marshall over, and even though I want
us,
Paul.
Also, none of us care.
No, I mean, I want Paul White to win, but I also would be fine if this match didn't exist.
Or, like, maybe show will win, like, via DQ and QT Marshall, like, hits him with a chair or something stupid.
Yeah. Next up is Chris Jericho versus MJF. If Jericho loses this match, he will retire from in-ring competition in AEW. I want to make a point. He's retiring in AEW. I'm not saying he's going back to WWE or somewhere else. He could go back to New Japan. But that added stipulation at the end with AEW being highlighted is a little weird to me.
This feud should have ended with the labors of Jericho. The fifth labor of Jericho should have been it all out. Like, I don't, why is this happening again? We just went through weeks of Jericho trying hard to get a match against MJF. And then he finally did, and he lost. And then Jericho said, what about one more? And MJF was like, okay. Why? Why didn't he make him do five more labors? Like, this is inconsistent storytelling that bugs me. And yes, I understand Jericho's career in AEW is on the line. Also, you know what that tells me? Jericho's not going to lose.
You want to know something crazy?
What? You think he's going to lose so he can go on tour with Fozzy?
I'm going to say MJF wins and Jericho heads back to New Japan for a little and just becomes a manager for a short time with Inner Circle.
I can't see that happening.
I know that's a crazy prediction. I know.
I know he has a Fozzy tour coming up, and like
I mean, like, it doesn't matter if he has to retire from in-ring competition. He can always come back because wrestling, you know, like, that doesn't matter. The stipulation will never matter. MJF's gonna win.
I don't know, man. I just wish this would have ended with the last match.
Prediction bot, what do you got for this highly anticipated match?
MJF wins and Chris Jericho has to retire. Oh, Jericho is very sad and heads to the LA subway where he sings Judas sadly to himself.
All right. So MJF wins and Jericho lives at the LA subway.
Jericho's gonna live forever. What? In the subway?
Yeah, does he mean
in a subway, like, train station, or in a subway sandwich shop, do you think?
I'm thinking he means in just, like, the subway. Not the place where you get food.
Not, like, Eat Fresh Subway.
No, like Choo Choo Subway.
But, like, for me, the Red Line in Los Angeles.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Next up is Miro versus Eddie King. But I bet
Chris Jericho really likes that tuna sandwich, though. So, like, maybe it would be good for him if he could end up in the Subway sandwich shop. What if there's a subway station that has a Subway sandwich shop in it?
I know the Metra by me, but it's not a subway, but it's the city to the suburbs train.
Yeah.
In that train station, there is a subway.
So it's entirely possible this subway that he has to retire to could have a Subway sandwich shop in it.
So he's in the subway. Singing Judas for a tuna sandwich.
I mean, that sounds cool. Especially if they'll toast it. Because, like, getting the cheese all melty on that tuna is clutch.
Hot take, Subway is garbage. Garbage sandwiches.
Their tuna. I have a soft spot for that tuna.
Miro versus Eddie Kingston for the TNT championship. The TNT championship.
Why did you say it like that?
Because isn't that only supposed to be, like, defended on TNT shows?
I think it's like,
or TBS, I guess.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, Matt, Dynamite's moving to TBS in the fall, so, like, you tell me, do they rebrand it the TBS title,
the Warner Media Championship? And at that point they can defend it on pay-per-views,
the big media conglomerate championship. Oh my god, what if WWE renames the Intercontinental title the Peacock Belt?
I'll take it. Chris, who do you got in this bout?
I mean, Miro. Like, they're clearly trying to build Miro as an unstoppable monster, even though he doesn't seem to wrestle a bunch. I think it's gonna be Miro. I think it's gonna be interesting. I really like the work Eddie Kingston is doing in AEW.
Eddie Kingston's
I find
great.
Him to be very entertaining. So yeah, I think it's gonna be a fun match. I think Kingston's probably gonna try to take it to a hardcore place. I'm fine with that. But I think Miro's gonna walk out with the belt.
I'll go with Miro as well. Kingston's really going to put Miro over on this one, and I'm sure it'll be a great match. I mean, I like Miro matches. I just great
Rusev
matches don't.
Utria, Rusev Machka,
Rusev Crush. We will go to prediction bot. Prediction bot. Miro versus Eddie Kingston. Who do you got?
Why is the TNT Championship being defended on a PPV on Be Olive? I refuse to predict the outcome of this.
Traditionalist prediction bot will not predict the outcome. Young Bucks versus Lucha Brothers for the World Tag Team Championships. Chris, we're going to see a lot of big moves in this. Huge moves.
I know. Do you know how I know?
How?
We've seen this match so many times before.
Yeah, we have.
What's old is new again, I guess.
I really want a Jurassic Express to win that tournament.
I did too, even though we just saw the Jurassic Express lose to the Young Bucks in a match I think they should have won. This is, you know, it's this will be a fun, fast-paced, entertaining match.
Yes.
I think the Young Bucks are going to still win. I feel like a lot of emphasis has been pulled off of the Lucha Brothers in the past few months. Like, they're there. But like one of them was out for an injury for a while and the other one was tagging with Pac for a while. Like, I think Death Triangle is still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, they still hang out. I do wonder if the Lucha Brothers win, could Pac step in to defend the titles under the New Day rule?
That would be great.
Right? That's interesting.
I also don't think they would do that because the Lucha Brothers are brothers.
Okay, that makes sense.
I also will go Young Bucks on this. Again, it's going to be fast paced. It's going to have a bunch of huge moves. It'll be fun. I'll probably get annoyed at some point during it, but I just don't see. I want the Lucha Brothers to win this. I just don't see that happening.
I don't know who I want to beat the Young. Also, we should note this is a steel cage match. I don't know who I want to finally topple the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the Lucha Brothers, though.
Yeah.
Although if it was, I'm fine. That's fine. Whatever.
I'm fine with whoever wins this one, to be honest.
God, there's gonna be so many dudes smashing into the cage in this match. Doing flippy flops into a cage wall.
New gallery idea. Every time someone hits a cage during the match.
794 slides of Matt Jackson hitting a cage.
Prediction bot, who do you got?
After a 45-minute long spot fest where no one sells any of the moves, Luchasaurus will come out, grow to the size of a real dinosaur,
what?
And eat everyone.
Wow.
That's
prediction bot, I'm into it.
That's a prediction bot prediction I like.
He grows to the size of a real dinosaur and then eats everyone.
This is storytelling.
So then here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make the Jurassic Express the new tag team champions?
Oh, that is a good question. Prediction bot, what does that? Does that all play out like that?
Yes.
Oh, well, cool. Great. You know, I'm for it then.
Yeah. Me too. I think that's a great prediction. Thank you for prediction bot.
Also, I just want to throw this out there. Oh, thank you. I just want to throw this out there. Do more with Marco Stunt, please. He can be fun to watch in the ring. He doesn't just have to be the guy dancing next to the Jurassic Express.
You don't want the guy just flossing nonstop. I mean, he's a great wrestler. Like,
he's a great wrestler. He's a great flosser. Don't get me wrong. And he also does the hand jive with Jungle Boy's entrance theme and whatnot. And like, I get it. But like, let him do anything.
Yeah. Next up is Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Chris Statlander for the AEW Women's Championship. Chris, give your thoughts on this match.
I'm going to start with who I think is going to win, and that is Britt Baker, baby. I said that because she is Adam Cole's partner, and I thought that would be very little funny insider nod to
insider nod for everyone because everybody knows that.
Yeah. I love Chris Statlander so much. I think she is super fun to watch in the ring. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that she's connected to Best Friends now. She is one of the friends. I love her character of like she's an alien who's just kind of weird. Like everything about Chris Statlander, right down to her cool tattoos, like I am a fan of. So like I think she should be world champion one day, and I think she will be world champion one day. I think right now though, it's like this is Britt Baker's time to shine.
Completely agree. I'm for Britt Baker. I know this will never happen, but in a perfect world for me, the match kind of closes out with Adam Cole coming out and being Britt Baker's valet. He never wrestles. He's just her valet.
That would be funny. It's like a one-time, one-off deal. Yeah, I'll say this. That might not happen, but if Adam Cole is indeed a free agent, you bet your bottom dollar he's going to be in the audience watching mm-hmm. the match. And the camera will cut to him, much like the way Britt Baker sat in the audience at one of his high-profile NXT TakeOver matches.
Yes. And she was on camera and she was still in AEW, which I thought was great. Yep. Like, thank you. Go to PredictionBot. PredictionBot, who do you have for this match?
That alien lady wins.
Oh.
That alien lady wins.
So he's going for Chris Statlander.
Okay.
Look, I wouldn't hate it. I love Chris Statlander. It sounds amazing.
I'm in. Then we have the continuing saga of Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage for the AEW World Championship. First, I want Don Callis gone forever.
Yep.
I don't want Christian to have the AEW Championship when he already has the Impact Championship. I don't want that again. I want separation between AEW and Impact. If the wrestlers are crossing over between shows, that's fine with me. But I don't want somebody holding all of the titles between, you know what I mean? I don't want them having the world titles for both. And because of that, I will go to give this to Kenny Omega. It's going to be a fine match. I'm really going to enjoy it. So, Chris.
I'm also going Kenny Omega. I don't think. I love Christian Cage. I think Christian Cage is Impact World Champion makes as much sense as any AEW person being Impact World Champion, in that it makes no sense whatsoever, but whatever. Honestly, I feel like being an Impact wrestler exclusively seems kind of fruitless right now.
You are so overshadowed by like the Good Brothers and Christian Cage constantly.
Yeah.
Or Kenny Omega.
Yeah. But I think Kenny's going to win. Just like with the Young Bucks, I don't know who's going to dethrone Kenny, because I thought Jungle Boy should have been it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't. So I'm not entirely sure where that's going to go. I do believe that this match will not be the main event. I believe our next match will be the main event.
Yes.
I think this will be a good match, though. Like, Christian and Kenny have good chemistry in the ring. They're both really talented wrestlers. But here's what I want. I want Kenny to win clean.
Yeah. I want
to put him over. All of his wins are just because Don Callis is out there flailing and doing stuff, or the Good Brothers come in and mess things up. Like, look, Kenny is a heel. Of course he is. He's a scumbaggy heel. But, like, he's also one of the greatest wrestlers on the planet. Just let him do it. Let him have this one.
I would also love it, and this will not 1,000,000% happen, even if he was a free agent. Well, supposedly Daniel Bryan's coming out during this event. Maybe we'll get into that in the next match. But if Adam Cole came out during this match, it would be awesome. Again, he's probably not a free agent at this time. I don't know his contract stuff. Only he does. But it would be great to kind of like get him back into the elite too, even though I still want him as just a valet for Britt Baker.
I want him to end up resigning with WWE.
I would love that too, because they need
AEW does nothing for him, honestly.
Well, his is Britt Baker's there.
No, I understand that.
That's why I'm thinking he's going to go there. Like,
oh,
it's more about that than AEW needing talent. AEW has too much talent. Anyway, prediction bot, I'm going Kenny Omega. Well, who are you going with?
Christian Cage comes out with a brute entrance with Gangrel and Edge. Everyone is very excited until about the 7 minute mark of the entrance. At this point, the audience starts booing. Kenny Omega comes out to find out what's taking this entrance so long, and it's just the brute all spitting blood on each other. It doesn't stop. It gets gross, and the match is declared a no contest.
It okay. Does, I mean, it in prediction bot defense, that does sound gross.
It's just Edge, who is definitely with WWE, and Gangrel, who was going to appear.
Gangrel, who evidently was supposed to be in AEW, but got canceled because of Edge's whole thing.
Yeah. It's just them spitting blood on each other for at least 7 minutes.
That sounds horrible. Oh, God. Thank you.
Final match of the night is CM Punk versus Darby Allin. And I would say this is the hardest one to predict for me.
Really?
This could be where Daniel Bryan comes out. Again, that's the rumor that Bryan Danielson is debuting at AEW's All Out. If anywhere, I would say that it would be this match.
Why? What purpose?
It doesn't do anything for anybody, but like if it's happening, it would happen there.
Does Daniel Bryan come in as a heel then?
That's the only thing
attacking
I can think of.
Is Punk in Chicago?
No, I'd say he'd come in as a heel attacking Darby Allin, and it'd be a CM Punk and Daniel Bryanson versus Darby Allin and Sting.
All right, maybe, I guess.
It's a weird situation because no one's true heel in this.
Right. That's weird. I think Punk's going to win. There's no way you bring Punk back after being away for 7 years and the reaction he got and the things he did for the ratings that week and then have him lose his first match back. Which is why I feel weird about this entire storyline.
Me too, because
if you can call it that. Also, Darby is still just Sting Jr. Like everything about this is strange.
Mm-hmm. There's in the way the world of booking, there's no winner for this match because you'll have CM Punk come in. He can't lose his first match after after you said doing all these ratings. And when CM Punk's whole thing is, I'm going to help out new talent and put them over.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Darby. Like it doesn't win. The booking does not win in this. That's why I'm kind of going with a weird no contest or a right. disqualification because of Sting or because of Bryan Danielson, which would, again, booking wise, that negates the buildup to this match and ruins it.
Yeah.
So, no one wins.
Yeah, ultimately, I don't know who's going to win. I think Punk's going to be the victor. And I think the match is going to be great.
It'll be a great match.
It's going to be a great match. We're going to love it. I hope Sting gets an entrance just so they have to make it snow in that arena. Because Chicago never gets to see snow in person.
We've never seen snow before. It's really weird.
But yeah, I think it's just going to be fun. And that's great. Like, there are so many things there. Like, yes, there are some potential guaranteed almost stinkers on this card. There's a lot of fun, though. I'm not looking forward to the outcome of Chris Jericho versus MJF, but like, I'm excited to watch them wrestle again.
Yeah.
Same goes for Miro and Eddie Kingston. Like, I'm excited to watch them go. Same goes with the Moxley match, the Pac versus Andrade match. Like, okay, not Paul White versus QT Marshall.
I am excited for Paul White, QT Marshall, because I'm confused by all of it.
Okay. Okay. Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers inside of a cage. Come on.
As much as I complain about the Young Bucks being spot fests and they never sell anything, that match is going to rip. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. And like, honestly, that's fine when it's not happening every single week. If this is a once in a while thing, like at a pay-per-view, that's great. Kenny versus Christian Cage is going to be great. Britt versus Chris,
honestly, I'm looking at the card. The only match that I'm not looking forward to in some fashion is Paul White versus QT Marshall.
Yeah.
Everything else looks dope. This is going to be a fun show.
And that being said, make sure to come to GameSpot.
Wait, we didn't see what Prediction Bot.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm so sorry, Prediction Bot. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe you forgot him.
Prediction Bot, who do you got?
Darby Allin wins and turns CM Punk into a minaret. Allin then does some cool lip tricks while riding on Punk's body. Also, Sting is there and just stares at everyone.
Darby Allin wins and does some skateboard moves.
Right.
Yeah. And Sting stares at people.
Okay. That'll be fine.
That'd be fine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we go, as we promised earlier, we are going to talk to none other than the SmackDown hacker.
Matt, turn off your microphone. You know he doesn't like talking to you. He's here to talk to me.
We can both talk to him.
I don't think that's allowed.
I think it's allowed.
I mean, we can try.
Okay, you do it. You do it. Fine.
SmackDown.
No, I mean, you do the intro. I mean, That's what I meant.
No, I like the part where I cut you off and tell you to go away.
I mean, like, I was keeping this all in, too, but...
Anyway, SmackDown Hacker, are you here? Have you hacked into Matt's feed? Are you here?
I have my own feed this week. Oh. I'm very excited to be here for my website, thesesheetsaredirty.org.
Well, wait, so can Matt, are you there, too?
Yeah, I'm here. I can totally talk in here and
all that. Wow, this is a first. I thought he was contractually obligated to hack your feed. Okay, this is cool.
No, I've, because I'm now a professional journalist, I have decided to take my hacking professionally by asking people if I could come on their podcast instead of just hacking him.
Oh,
okay. I appreciate that. I really appreciate what he's done there with that. Thank you, SmackDown Hacker.
I mean, I hesitate to call him a professional journalist, but yeah. So SmackDown Hacker, Hack, can we call you Hack for short?
I prefer SmackDown Hacker.
Okay.
My government name.
Your government. SmackDown Hacker, let's talk all out. You are on the inside track. You know what's going on in the industry. You know what the buzz is. What's going on this weekend for All Elite Wrestling's All Out?
All Out will take place at the Now Arena, which has a very stupid giant vitamin pill off the highway next to its sign. It is ridiculously large. I think it looks ridiculously stupid.
I'd agree. I've seen the giant vitamin bottle myself.
I believe, Matt, you tweeted a photo of it the other day.
It's so dumb. It is so dumb.
Is now a brand of vitamin?
Apparently, I just found this out. They're a vitamin company.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we knew it was happening at the Now Arena, and we knew about the giant vitamin bottle. Do you know anything about the show itself that you can share with our listeners?
Thousands of people will gather upon Now Arena, and they will be watching matches with other wrestlers from AEW. That's the inside scoop for just the broad, general Now Arena. They will serve a cup of a liquid that you choose, like a soda pop, and then on top of that cup of liquid will be a cup of chicken tenders. And on top of that...
Wait, they have that chicken thing?
Yeah. They have a new addition, though. On top of that cup is a dipping sauce, which has a smaller cup in it, which you put the straw through, and on top of the straw is another cup, which you can attach a silly straw and make silly curves and whippadoodles and whatnot.
This sounds very intense. This sounds not unlike something that Matt, you and I had when we went and saw Ring of Honor in New Japan at Madison Square Garden.
It was pretty close, but there was no dipping sauce on top, and there was no curly action going on either.
Very, very strange. Okay, well, this is a lot of information. Do you know anything about specific matches? Like, do you have any inside scoop on CM Punk versus Darby Allin?
CM Punk will come out to Living Colors, Cult of Personality. However, Living Color will be there to play it live. And in addition, Living Color will accompany him to the ring and beat up Sting.
The band?
Yes, Sting. The police will be there.
Oh, no, no, no. I meant Living Color, Sting. The band?
No, no. Sting, the musician, will be accompanied by the police, his former band, and they will get beaten up by none other than Living Color, while Sting, the wrestler, sits in the rafters staring at people.
Wow, this sounds like a lot. Thank you for...
Hold on a second. I am just getting...
Okay. Your finger is held to your ear. Mm-hmm. There's nothing
that means there. That I'm getting new information.
Okay.
My inside source at AEW... I'm sorry, inside source says, for thesesheetsaredirty.org, the wrestling news site with the real news that you can't find anywhere else, I am just learning that a new tag team will debut... and beat the tag team. Hold on, there's someone smashing things outside. I live next to a smashing plant. It smashes metal things.
A smashing plant.
Yeah, dude. So the Lucha Brothers will win the tag team championships. That's obvious.
Okay.
They will have to defend their titles that same night against the new tag team made up of, hold on to your seatbelts, Brian Danielson and Brie Bella.
What?
Intergender tag teams are back, baby, and intergender wrestling is back, baby.
Okay.
And then Brian Danielson and Brie Bella will become the AEW tag team champions.
Wow, that is a... That's such a big scoop that I dare say it's almost unbelievable.
It seems unbelievable, but hold on, my sources are talking to me again.
Your fingers at your ear again. Uh-huh.
This is confirmed.
Wow. Matt, what do you think?
Isn't Brie Bella still contracted with WWE in some form or
probably,
fashion?
Probably, yeah. Nope, evidently not.
I don't see that.
Are you saying thesesheetsaredirty.org is printing fake news?
We do not print fake news. I have, hold on, more inside sources coming through my earpiece. Brie Bella has left WWE with her Legends contract. Nikki is staying.
Interesting.
No news about that. But Brie is leaving to go to AEW. And she left 45 days ago, so the no compete clause is up.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing this all with us.
Hold on. More information coming down. After AEW's All Out, CM Punk will take everybody to the Cabela's down the street and buy them all fishing poles.
Wow. What a voice of the voiceless. What a champion of the people to buy them all fishing poles after the wrestling show.
Then they will go up to... they'll go up to the Wisconsin River. They'll take I-90 all the way up past Madison, past the Dells, and they will go fishing on the Wisconsin River. CM Punk and 12,000 people.
What's hilarious is I'm assuming the show will wrap somewhere around 10 p.m. local time. I'm assuming the Cabela's will be closed, so is he breaking in, or are they staying open late just for Punk?
CM Punk has a new contract with Cabela's where they will stay open for him and 12,000 of his friends.
Wow, what a deal. Man, between this and the 10-figure deal you talked about last week, like, CM Punk is killing it.
CM Punk is raking in the money, literally raking it in, because these corporations are just dumping money on his front porch. Her stoop, I should say, because he lives in Chicago.
Yeah. Wow.
Home Depot gave him a rake with his name on it to rake it in.
Is that another deal?
It's not a real deal. It's just kind of like a, hey, like... we like the way you look, and like, you are a great guy. So here's a CM rake.
CM rake.
Perfect. Chicago made rake.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, SmackDown Hacker.
Again, thank you, SmackDown Hacker.
TheSheetsAreDirty.org. I believe you're also on Twitter at SmackDown Hacker. And I think These Sheets Are Dirty is also on Twitter at this point.
They are. I do not remember the actual name. I believe it has zero followers at this point in time.
I followed it, so you have at least one.
I follow it too.
We have two.
All right, well, we are on our way to 1 million followers.
That's true. When you get there, let me know how you did it.
Yeah, and we're all technically on our way to 1 million followers. That's true. You know?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, SmackDown Hacker, for coming on.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
Come on down to GameSpot on this Sunday, WrestleBuddies coverage of All Out, which means we're going to be talking about the matches, but also making jokes. Should be a great evening.
You sound very convinced.
I'm very tired today, and I apologize.
I understand. It's going to be, listen, it's Sunday. It's All Out. It is, I believe, considered like the big one for AEW in terms of mm-hmm. AEW. I don't know if All Out or Double or Nothing is their quote unquote WrestleMania.
I would say, and I hate to say this out loud, I would say it's Double or Nothing.
You're probably right. But All Out's going to be huge.
All Out is there, like, this is how this company got started, right? Pay-per-view.
It's the in-ring debut of CM Punk. There's so much else going on. And on
it's a tiny arena, guys. It is so tiny.
Is it really? Oh, it's the Now Arena, right?
It's Sears Center. Yeah, it's like 11,000 or 12,000 or something.
That's still 11,000 people screaming CM Punk's name all night long.
But like, they sold out United Center, and it's like debuting Punk.
I do wonder if they regret not booking United Center for this show.
I don't think they can for All Out. I really think they have like loyalty to that arena.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Which is a great thing to me. That really,
I mean,
is.
There is a plaque outside for All In.
Yes.
Whew. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun. Come play with us on Sunday, and we'll all watch this show together.
It'll be a lot of fun, guys. We'll talk about Sheamus's outfit for no reason.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to rate every match on a scale of 1 to 5 Sheamus costumes.
I'm still doing 1 to 10.
Okay. Oh, sorry. 1 to 10 Sheamus costumes.
That'll be back next week with the Vince McMahon documentary breakdown.
Yeah, apologies for that, by the way. We were going to do the Vince DVD this week, but then we remembered that All Out happens this week, so we had to kind of shuffle things. However, I will say, I have watched it, I have taken my notes, and people, I am ready to teach.
I did not talk to Chris about it at all. I am going to be surprised by about probably 90% of it.
There's a lot.
Oh boy. Chris, any final words?
Come back and watch All Out with us. We're going to have fun.
Wow. All right. See you Sunday, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Okay.
Matt.
Yeah.
I understand that Prediction Bot is supposed to be unbiased.
Yeah.
He seems to have a lot of the same exact thoughts as you. And
it's, I don't want to call
shenanigans, but at a certain point, I feel like I have to. This seems like a setup.
It's
you're
not
cute. You are the one calling on Prediction Bot to answer these questions, and then for some reason, he's saying the exact same things you.
We are cutting this out because I am tired and wrote this out.
I don't think we should cut this out, Matt. I think there's Matt, I'm trying to turn this into a big conspiracy where you're the mastermind behind.
You've already did that with SmackDown Hacker, and I had to like cut that around that too. You every time we do a character, you're like, well, trying to lead you down the conspiracy thing that it's actually Matt. Like, duh, it's actually me. But also, play along.
No.